Anxiety and depression equals courage. It takes a lot of courage to fight out of depression and anxiety. You feel that no matter what you do or say, it will lead to pain. Pain of shame, pain of embarrassment, pain of rejection, pain of reality, pain of failure. And all these different pains, your mind shrinks at the thought of how all these would lead to the ultimate pain, isolation, abandonment. I know I'm not the only one that experiences anxiety and depression. They have been one of the biggest battles of society and the population in the last, this last decade. And it is something that I have come to even be grateful for, actually, on my journey. I know that sounds crazy, but with all I'm learning through it and all I'm gaining from my experience in this, I found gratitude and strength, and I've learned a lot of lessons along the way, and I want to share those with whoever it can help, whether you as a listener are someone who experiences anxiety and depression yourself, and you're just wishing that there's someone that can relate, someone that can understand without you having to say anything about it. Or if you know someone who goes through anxiety and depression and you've tried to understand and it's still just a fuzzy, unclear picture for you, I hope that this message can just bring some more clarity to help open up the doors to communicate, to feel safe talking about it, to feel that it's not something to be ashamed of. So I hope my experience that I share in this podcast can bring some light into your life in one of those ways. Like I started off with, anxiety and depression equals courage. And I'm going to tell you how that equals courage. It takes a lot of courage to fight our way out of depression and anxiety. All the pain and fear you experience in that moment. And in those moments, I wonder, do I tell someone? Do I try and tell someone what I'm actually feeling? How can I put this to words? Thoughts running through my head. Do I tell them that I'm scared of what they'll say or how they'll react? How can I explain all of this to them? I feel physically unable to move my mouth. When I am in the middle of a moment of depression and anxiety, so everyone's experience is a little different, and there are certain triggers everyone might have that differ, but when I'm in my moments, when I get triggered and I feel an overwhelming rush of anxiety, and that leads to thoughts and whirlwinds in my head and feelings of all these scared feelings. And then I get into the depression about it all, and it's just a downward spiral from there. How to tell somebody about it in the moment? And I feel physically unable to move my mouth, even. I feel like I can't even move my mouth. I see words in my mind. It's like I'm in a black box, and I see the words in white letters that describe what I'm feeling. Scared, confused, can't, hard. I can write the words. That's become a strength I have found, is I can write down my thoughts and feelings, but I can't speak them. They just don't make sense that way. And to help illustrate this a little bit better, I want to share an experience I had about 16, 17 years ago, when I was about 13 years old. where I felt with full consciousness what it was like to be dumb, meaning unable to speak, mute. I had no voice. And it wasn't just, you know, losing your voice from cheering too loud at a football game, but I literally could not speak. So this is just a really unique experience I had, and I feel like it can bring a little more clarity to the kind of feelings that come when you're in the middle of an anxiety attack. So hopefully this makes some sense. All right, setting up this little scene for the story. When I was 10 years old, I was diagnosed with epilepsy or seizures. And as a result, I had several years of trying different medications and going through countless medical tests. I will say, though, I am very grateful for the medical field and Primary Children's Hospital where I was at and how much they changed my life and helped me. Quick note, all the testings and everything went well, and I had a successful brain surgery when I was 14 years old, and I'm now seizure-free and living happy, healthy, fully able of just about everything, except keeping my house clean with my 4 kids. But other than that, I'm pretty good. Anyway, but the story I was talking about was during one of the medical tests prior to my surgery. In this test, the doctors, with awesome medical technology, put a remote-controlled device, tiny, with a video camera inside of me. Pretty crazy, right? It went from my pelvic area up near my spine and up through my throat and into my brain area. And all this time, I am fully conscious and awake, watching it on a computer screen next to my bed. Pretty cool. I don't know how many of you have seen your brain and inside of your body, but I have proof I have a brain. That's nice sometimes. Sometimes my kids question that, but I do have a brain. Just easy. Okay. So the doctors got the camera inside my brain so they could see exactly where they needed to go. And they injected some medical fluids that would put half of my brain to sleep. And this is for the purpose of so they could see what would happen if they were to do surgery on that side of the brain and possible side effects that might come from it. Anyway, the doctors injected my brain so half of it would fall asleep. And while my brain is falling asleep, they tested and quizzed me on my memory and mental abilities that would be affected with that side of the brain. And they had prepped me beforehand, suspect, and I knew that the last part of the test was me counting down from 20 to 1. So, with my brain going to sleep, I felt myself losing physical abilities. And so I knew that I was going to get down to 0. If I was going to get down to 0 on that countdown, I'd have to count really fast. So I was, like, way determined. I'm like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to get all the way down to 0. So here comes the countdown. So I started speed counting, like, fast. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, but by the time I got to 10, my speech had slowed down quite a bit, and by 6, I was pushing hard to make my mouth move. It was really sloppy sounding and rough. If you've heard somebody who has mental disabilities try to speak, sometimes it sounds sloppy and rough. That's what it sounded like. And at 3, my mouth wouldn't work anymore. It was still completely. I was still completely conscious and was pushing with every part of my body to say 3, to say the words in my mind. And I was exerting like all of my strength to try and push the words out of my mouth. So, if you've ever given birth all moms listening, you know labor is putting all physical strength beyond what you've ever thought you could. Now imagine putting that kind of effort into saying a word, even making a sound. That's what it felt like. I was pushing to every ability I could, and I could think clearly. I was thinking, okay, come on, say it, three, it's that easy, come on. But I couldn't do it, and then I blacked out. Now, why did I tell that story? Here's why. Being filled with anxiety and depression is an overwhelming experience. It can be paralyzing. And maybe everyone's a little different, but when I'm in those times, I feel like I have two parts of me. One is like the victim, paralyzed, mute, confused, scared, like how I couldn't speak in that dark moment, that challenging moment of my countdown in the medical test. I can't speak when I'm in those moments of anxiety and depression. No matter how hard I try, it's just overwhelming. Now, the other part is the observer. Part of me trying to coach myself along and say, come on, you can do this. You won't die. Just say something. Just do it. Push. But I can't. Not yet, anyway. And I'll come back to that point on another message. But I feel almost blacked out in my physical abilities in those moments. That's why in that dark and terrifying bit of time, however long or short it is, it takes courage. Courage to keep breathing. Courage to keep existing. Courage to go through it again. It takes courage to build relationships when you don't know how others will respond to you in those times. So, my message today is to those of you listening who are experiencing or have experienced any of this yourself, be courageous. Be courageous. You are courageous. For those of you listening who know someone going through anxiety or depression, I hope this was helpful to understand more of what they might be experiencing. To understand builds compassion. Compassion builds love. Love builds bridges over gorges that were once insurpassable. That takes courage. So be courage. Keep that in you. Hope you enjoyed this. Again, anxiety and depression is not failure. Anxiety and depression equals courage.